All right, you're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR 855 AM. And we are joined today by Mummut, who has been a regular guest on our program. And Mummut is a member of the Kurdish community and is part of the Kurdish Democratic Community Centre. And we have him on the program because we wanted to get a bit of an update on the current developments that are currently happening in Rojava. And maybe I'll kind of start off about Mahmoud by, can you tell us about, I guess, what's sort of been happening in Rojava, especially since this new agreement has been signed between, the Kurdish forces in northern Syria and the current kind of Syrian kind of government?
Good morning to everyone. Thanks for having me. I'm sure I'm driving at the same time, Stephanie. Not good communication. Sorry, I apologize for the internet. Look, I think probably most of your listeners know before all this happened, since 2012 or especially since 2015, at the Rojava, also east and northern Syria, the Kurds, they able to establish the grassroots democratic system with other ethnic and religious groups in the area. When civil war started in Syria, Kurds took a third way. They haven't supported the Assad dictatorship, and they haven't supported also radical jihadist groups. They, in their area, they able to control, they're able to establish their own system, and then later they include many Arab tribes and all other ethnic groups. And it was the most peaceful, most democratic and secular area if you compare with other parts of Syria. But this system never been recognized by West. And militarily, there was a coalition between Kurdish forces and SDF, which is also made up by Arabs, to U.S.-led coalition. And in terms of politics, there was Kurds never been recognized. And when Jolani came to power, and when USA and England, they decided to support the Jolani regime, and also the Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar, we knew things is changing. But we never expect it's going to be this fast. We never expect West going to let down again because in this way, saying this, we never also trust any imperial powers because in Middle East, they don't really want a real solution. They don't really want people's power. They want their power to dominate. And we knew that. And then early in January, this Jordani forces attacked Aleppo city, where there is two major Kurdish provinces in the area, and hundreds of thousands of Kurds live there. And Kurdish forces had to retreat from there to avoid major civilian casualties. And then they backed by Turkey anyway, Turkish air power. And then they start to attack at other areas, and some of the area where majority were Arabs, they also changed sides. They decided to work with the Jolani government. Saying this, the Jolani government now has changed his name to al-Shara again. The government is not elected or selected government at all. It's just appointed government and temporary government. And also, Syria doesn't have any constitution as well. Then what happened in this situation, Kurds, they retreat Kurdish forces in Kurdish majority area, but there was a lot of casualties, and we still don't know how many civilians have been killed, how many people have been captured, and hundreds, thousands of Kurds living in Aleppo and other areas where majority of Arabs, they have to also forcibly moved from their area to come back in Kurdish majority areas. Now we have at least 200,000 internal Kurdish refugees living in town of Kobani. And also Kobani is a symbol town. It became a symbol by resisting against Islamic State attacks in 2014 and 15. And now 200,000 people moved in that town, and towns surrounded by jihadist groups. Also, this is, I think, better to say that the important point, there is not only armed forces as promoted by America or other main media. There is many other jihadist groups. This is Jordani government like coalition of extremist groups, and they surrounded Kobani. Kobani have now food shortage and medical shortage, and electricity wasn't there for almost 2 weeks, and it's cold, very cold there, and kids dying from the this cold weather. And the other areas was Haseki and Kamishlo, which is populated by the Kurds, and also this this very difficult life there now. In 30th of January, agreement has been signed, but this agreement is also a bit vague and not much clear. But on the other hand, we had at least 3-4 agreements before this with Jordani government, but they never implement any of them, and they just manipulate all these agreements, and we not trust them at all. And they may, if they see any opportunity, they militarily can attack these Kurdish areas again, and very difficult situation for the Kurds. So over the years, we sacrificed a lot, and we able to build a multicultural, grassroots, democratic system over there, but never been recognized. And this once more show, I think, everyone, and this imperial powers, they don't care about human rights, they don't care about human values, they only care about their own interests. And this, and now their interest to work with Jolani because he's a Sunni Muslim, and they want to, in American next plan to attack Iran or make less powerful the Shia groups. They want to use them against Shia groups. What is going to happen? They're going to, conflict going to continue in Middle East. Shia, Sunni are going to kill each other, and they're going to be war between Syrian or Arabs or Iraqs or Iran. I mean, this is not the solution for the Middle East. And what USA wants, what England wants, what Turkey wants, this war continue in Middle East, and people kill each other, and they rise nationalism and religious. But yeah, situation is not good at all. But we believe Kurds, we ourselves, we believe our own power and power of people who still believe human rights, democracy, justice, equality, and we continue to our struggle for our own values, our own survival, our own goals to Middle East to become a peaceful place for everyone. And yeah, I can't say this much on this point.
Yeah. So Mahmoud, I know you are kind of short on time and you'll have to get to work soon. So maybe I'll just end with one last question, you know, why it's important to show solidarity with the Kurdish community in these kind of hard times, but also give us the details for the upcoming rally that will be happening tomorrow, organised by the Kurdish community in Melbourne.
Look, as I earlier also tried to point out, look, we Kurds, we want in Middle East all different ethnic groups, all different religious groups, whatever their backgrounds, to able to live together in peaceful and establish their own system, and not to be dependent of USA or England or these imperial powers. We think there is another way we can live, and another what we're proposing, we believe there is a communal way. We believe people of Middle East, they can live confederal with confederalism. They can come together. Every groups can able to run their own affairs. Every group, whether smaller or larger group, they can build. They can have decision about their own future. And our proposal is the democratic socialist system in Middle East. And but the, on the other hand, there's the jihadist groups, Al-Jolani government, and their radical religious groups. They don't have any alternative for Middle East. They, once they get enough power, they already massacred Alawis, Druze, and Kurds, and they will continue with these massacres, with this killing, with this war. Who will benefit from this? Warlords benefit. Who will benefit from this? USA benefit from this. England benefit from this. Germany benefit from this. There is nothing for benefit of people of Middle East. This is, therefore, it's really important. Are we want these radical religious groups or fundamentalist groups or nationalist groups to come in power in Middle East, another 100 years war, another 100 years of killing, or we want what Kurt proposed for Middle East, the every ethnic groups, every religious, they accept our differences, but able to live together, not put pressure or not on each other, have run their own affairs, and community in grassroots to have the power and not to be dependent of any imperialist power. This is our proposal. Therefore, it's very important anyone who believes human rights, who believes democracy, who believes socialism to be with Kurds. Yes, this Saturday we're having a rally and 3 p.m. in front of State Library. But this is not only for Rojava this time, because this is 27th year of international conspiracy against Kurdish leader Abdullah Öcalan, who has been captured in by international plot, basically by CIA and Mossad, and handover to Turkey in 15th of February 1999 when he was in Kenya. He forced went to go to Kenya. He went to Europe first to offer peaceful solution to world and get some support from European countries to Kurdish problem to be solved in terms of peaceful, meaningful negotiation. But unfortunately, Europe didn't accept this. In fact, when he went to Europe in 1998, many Greece MPs, they invited him. And when he went to Greece, landed in Athens, instead of MPs, there was a Greece intelligence agency's leader there was welcoming him. And then that time we saw this is international plot. This is not really, there is no way Europe going to support peaceful solution of Kurdish problems. And yeah, we protesting that international plot again and asking for freedom of Mr. Öcalan, who is also currently kind of negotiating with Turkish state, but saying this also we not to trust Turkish state, what they're doing in Syria. Jolani mainly supported by Turkey, and militarily Turks air bombarding Kurdish area, and without the Turkish air power, Jolani can't do this much killing and massacres. But yeah, these two things, we're asking for freedom of Mr. Öcalan and once more condemning these international laws, and also we asking international powers or countries or Australian government to accept Rojava's autonomy or the statues. They write and they support them. They not leave them alone.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that, Mahmoud. And yeah, just to repeat for our listeners, the rally will be at 3 p.m. this Saturday at the State Library. And I'm aware that Mahmoud has, you have to get to work now. So yeah, thanks again for being on our program.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Have a nice day, Jake.